Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think we still have to take it up standing again to dance to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God this morning. Alika, I wonder if you can help me. I've got the X Factor. The Lord has been laying this song upon my heart, and yesterday I was actually listening, you know, for most of the time on, you know, on YouTube, but I still couldn't get my hand around it. And I know my day job, so I wonder if you can just stand up for a while. You've turned my morning to dancing. So I'll take the reading. We're going to read through the whole of the passage. Psalm 30. Are we there? Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you heard, you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And now in my prosperity I say, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face and I was troubled. I cry out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will it thus praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. Amen. And you have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. Amen.
Amen.
To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Today I want to talk about night and day. Night and day. So the topic I'll be talking about today is the morning after the night before. The morning after the night before. And I believe that the passage we've read today has blessed so many people through the ages. And it's still blessing people. It has blessed me and my family. And we'll still continue to use this passage of the Bible to look up to the Lord. And it seems to me that everything that we are going through, we can find as it were, a reference with David concerning this passage of the Bible. Now, you're coming here today is not by accident. There's a purpose there. There is a purpose why the Lord has brought you here today. And before we go into the passage, let's just thank the Lord this morning, somebody. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you thanks and I give you praise. You are our help in ages past. Lord, you remain our hope for years to come. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you for what you are, Lord, Father. Thank you because after everything else is done, you will remain God. Nobody can take you from your place. Thank you, Father, because you got our back, Father. Glory be unto your holy name today, Lord. And even as your word we go through, Father, I haven't got a word of my own to speak. Father, I haven't got the gift of the gab, Father. Lord, I like the speech to say something to your people today, Father. Speak yourself, Father. The entrance of your word brings light, Father. Lord. Give understanding, Father, Lord, to the weak, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bring us understanding, Father, Lord. Pass through my lips. Let me be a vessel of honor in your hand this morning, Lord. Be glorified, Father, Lord. Let the flesh be tamed, Almighty Father. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
For those who are just joining us today, this is the household of faith. Praise God. He's the household of faith. We believe in our God. And we believe that he is able to come through for us in every situation that we're going through. Amen. Glory be to God this morning. If you are going through stuff, this message is for you. And aren't we all going through stuff? You know, my family and I, we've been seeking the face of God concerning various issues. And we know that he is the one that is able to come through for us. The fact that we are Christians do not take us away from the troubles of this world.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
We are not immune from the troubles of the world just because we are Christians. Amen? Yeah. It will come to us one way or the other. Mm. The difference, however, is that when we go through the storm for this world, the Lord will be there with us. Amen. Praise God, somebody. Let the redeemed say amen. The Lord will be there with us when we go through the waters. Now, actually, the book of Isaiah tells us, Isaiah 43 says to us, verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be there, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Now, my understanding of this word is, it's not about if, but it's when. So your time of trouble will be different to my time of trouble. But the reality of the matter is, brothers and sisters, we cannot run away from it. Trouble will come. I'm not making it up. That's what the word of the Lord has said to us. The Bible tells us that when we are going through this stuff, He will be there with us. We've read the passage of the Bible today through David went through stuff. He went through pit, as it were, down under nearly. But the Lord delivered him. Praise God. The Lord delivered David. And that same God in the book of Psalm 30, that same God is still on his throne today. He is still delivering people every day. Amen. So if you're going through stuff, almost like you're in the pit, the Lord is saying to you, I am coming through for you. Amen. The Lord is saying this morning, there is a morning that is coming after the darkness of the night. In the name of Jesus. The morning is coming, it's going to break out very soon. Amen. You know, in the book of Luke, we saw something wonderful going on there when Jesus had an encounter with Peter. Concerning the night, there's something wonderful about nights. There are nights that it's almost like, God, I just can't wait for the day to break. I can't bear this anymore. I just want the day to break. And you have terrible nightmares. You can't sleep. One of these last week, I think I had only about two hours sleep. It was a horrible night, and I just couldn't wait for the day to break. And there's something wonderful about daybreak. It brings new hope. It's a new day, isn't it?
That's right.
It's a new day, and we hope that when we come into a new day, it's a new dawn for us.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, somebody. Let the rhythm say amen.
Amen.
So there's something about night in the book of Luke. There was a night when Peter went to fish. The Bible tells us that when Jesus had an encounter with him in the morning, and Jesus said to him, throw your net over to the other side. I said, I mean, we're professionals. We've been doing this all year. All through the night we were doing this. We didn't catch nothing. Apparently, the night time was a good time for them to catch, you know, good harvest, as it were. And they caught nothing. But when Jesus was in the midst, when Jesus was in the boat,
amen,
it never mattered whether it was night or it was daytime.
That's right.
Praise the Lord, somebody.
Yeah.
When Jesus came into the midst during the day, cast your net to the other side.
Yeah.
Mind you, night was supposed to be a time when they were supposed to have plenty of harvest.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah. Against all odds, daytime, Jesus is saying to them, cast your net to the other side. And the Bible tells us they caught so much. They had to beckon on their friends. Guys, come over. Come and help me. The net break. Praise God, somebody.
Amen.
Our God is not under the control of times and days. He's not under the control of anything. Our God is above everything and all things. And that God who had power concerning the night and concerning the day, that God is calling somebody here today. That your morning is coming.
Amen.
The night is going to be over very soon. And this is the gladness I have about this. No matter how thick the night might be,
yeah.
There is an assurance we have.
Yeah.
Morning is coming.
Amen.
Morning is coming.
Amen.
No matter how diabolical people are, no matter how powerful they are, nobody has been able to stop the day from breaking. As long as it's not possible for man to stop the day from breaking, I declare today, as the money appears, your money is coming. In the name of Jesus, your money is coming. You see, there's nothing about night. It may well be a time when God decides, you know what, I am going to bless this person this night. You know, in the book of Esther, Esther 6, we had this wonderful story of a powerful king who was so troubled in the night. We're not going to go through that because of time. Take your time to look at the book of Esther. It's one book of the Bible where there's no mention of God, but at every point you could see God at work. Praise the Lord, somebody. So even if you have not heard a prophetic word telling you that God is going to bless you tomorrow, I'll tell you today, God is going to bless you because he's still in the midst of blessing people. Now, in the book of Esther, you had a wonderful king, a powerful king. God troubled him during the night. God is going to trouble somebody to look for you, to show you favor in the name of Jesus. And the king could not sleep during the night. I have not blessed Mordecai. What can I do to bless Mordecai? Think about it this way. This is a powerful man, walking through his palace, thinking in his head, what should I do? What can I do for Mordecai? All night, sleepless all night, thinking about how to show somebody favor. Mordecai was sitting at his gate. Mordecai was a nobody. Here was a powerful king having sleepless night, thinking about how to show Mordecai favor. And in the morning, Mordecai's enemy was the one God passed through to tell the king how to bless Mordecai. How wonderful is our God? What I see in your office, what I see in your neighborhood, God is going to cause your enemy to declare your blessing in the name of Jesus. I declare that upon this ground today, concerning the God that we worship, the God who has done it before, he's still in the business of doing it, and he's going to do it in your time. And I declare today, no matter how thick the night has been for you, the morning is coming, the morning of joy, the morning of dancing. He has turned our money into dancing. And I want us to go home. If you have not taken anything away from this message today, go back home dancing at your feet, that the Lord has turned your morning into dancing in the name of Jesus. There are some terrible, terrible nights that we, some of us, have had concerning our family, concerning our marriages, concerning various relationships. Last week, we had Antonia coming to give testimony about her job. And I suppose she must have had plenty of sleepless nights waiting on the Lord to bless her. And her morning came. The Lord came through for her. And that testimony really encouraged me as you gave your word last week. And that testimony should encourage somebody even today, because it's not just enough for us to read the word of God, which is absolutely fantastic, I would say. But sometimes we want to have a witness in our own time, not just the time of the years gone by. We want to have witnesses today. And Antonia last week gave us that witness, because we're able to overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. I want to bring testimony. So there are some very terrible dark nights that we go through sometimes. And sometimes, like, you know what, I can't deal with this anymore. What is really going on? God, what are you going to come through for me? There are challenges that we face in our life that sometimes we brought this upon ourselves. And there are also challenges that we have in life that people have brought upon us. Out of nowhere, people have brought trouble upon us. And there are times that there's nothing we can do about it. Trouble just came out of nowhere. And one way or the other, we have to deal with it. We cannot deal with it by ourselves. We have God. Zuleika spoke earlier on about anchor. And it's almost like, okay, Zuleika, preach my message now. I can go. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is our anchor.
Yes.
It's through him that we are able to stand and face all the winds and everything going on around us. Listen, when the storm will come, not maybe, when this time we come, we need the Lord. We need the Lord to put us in the place where we can stand. It's our place of refuge.
Yes.
It is our place of refuge. The mighty name of our God is the one that is a hiding place for us. When the storm and the gales of this world shall come, it's only God that is able to save us. And today I'm saying to somebody here, that the Lord is coming through concerning your darkness. In the name of Jesus. In the book of 2 Chronicles 20, we had a situation where Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah were faced with what I would describe to be a confederacy. Pastor Brown spoke about it, I think, a few weeks ago. We had a confederacy against the people of Judah, and you had Jehoshaphat coming to the Lord. God, we cannot deal with this anymore. You need to come to our rescue. Even as I said earlier on, there are times people will bring trouble to you. Now, the people of Judah and Jehoshaphat, they were having their peace.
Yeah.
And the enemy decided to bring trouble to them. They decided to connive together to bring trouble upon the people of Judah. Jehoshaphat decided to face God, not the enemy. But the battle is not for them. The battle is of the Lord. Jehoshaphat decided to go to the Lord in prayer. And the Lord assured them, don't worry about it. I've got this. I've got this. Don't worry about it. Go to sleep. People fasted and the people prayed. It was a very thick, dark night. Thick, dark night. Brothers and sisters, the rest is now history. When the dawn of the day broke, the God of the night before came through for them. The Bible tells us that they had so much spoil of war. How could they have spoil? How could they have spoil of war when you didn't fight? They didn't have to fight, but they had to go there to carry stuff. They carried so much. Because the Lord fought for them. All through the night, the Lord fought for them. The enemies fought with themselves. Praise God, somebody. They fought amongst themselves, against themselves. And I say, those who are having a confederacy concerning you, concerning your family, the Lord will turn their face around. They will fight among themselves. I said, they will fight among themselves. I said they will fight among themselves.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But we need to have that place where we can talk to the Lord about what we're going through. And that was what Jehoshaphat did and the people of Judah. That's what the people of old used to do. They used to go to the Lord when the trouble came. They used to go to the Lord and say, God, what do we do about this? And the Lord is saying the same thing to us today. We're not here for nothing. We're not here to do church. We're here for serious business. When trouble of the world shall come, we need to go back to God, who is our anchor, and say, Father, what should we do about this? That letter that they have sent to you, bring that letter to the Lord, even as Hezekiah did. Bring that letter to the Lord. And this is the letter from the enemy. They are threatening me. They are threatening my life. They are threatening my family. The Lord is saying, bring that letter to him so that he can turn the darkness of the night into a glorious morning for you.
Amen.
Let the redeemed say amen.
Amen.
Let the redeemed say amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The Lord is coming around. The Lord is knocking on your door. Listen. As a preacher, sometimes I tell myself, preacher, why don't you preach to yourself? Yes. This message is not just for you, it's also for me as well. Preacher, why don't you preach to yourself? And I speak concerning my family, and I speak concerning your family. that we will become overcomers. Because the Lord is on our side. The Lord is fighting our battles for us. In the name of Jesus. I'm not saying this because it's sweet to talk about it. It's all very easy for us to say, praise the Lord, when all is rosy and good for us. That's not the faith that God is looking for. If I have $100,000 bank balance, you know, and my car is shining, my driveway, you know, I wake up in the morning and survey everything that the Lord has blessed me with. So very nice to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But when you have lost your job, and when your children are growing astray,
that's right.
Will you be able to say, praise the Lord?
Yeah, that's right.
But that's when God is asking for us to come to Him. That time that we are in trouble, He wants us to come to Him so that He can rescue us from the trouble that the enemy has brought upon us. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is coming through for us, somebody.
Yeah.
The Lord is coming through for us. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I want us to look at various parts of this message. Favor, anger of the Lord, praises, mourning, weeping, healing, endure. Fundamental words within the passage that we have read. The favor of the Lord is an act of kindness beyond what is due or usual. God's favor is forever. We are not due God's favor. But God in His mercy just decided, you know what? I'm going to bless you anyway. The Bible tells us that Abraham, you know, came from a family of idol worshippers. But God purposed in His heart to do Abraham good. Abraham, I just bless you. It's God's favor. God's grace upon the life of Abraham. God took him out from there. I'm going to take him to a place. I'm going to bless you there. Where the Lord was taking him, Abraham knew nothing about it. But God blessed Abraham all the same. And according to the promise that the Lord has given unto Abraham, God bless him. God bless him. And I want to say that it will please the Lord to show us favor,
amen,
regardless.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Why will you please the Lord to show us favor? Because our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that He was broken so that our own broken bodies might be amended.
Amen.
Now He gave up everything so that we might have everything. And I'm not just speaking about prosperity here. Surely by all means the Lord will bless us with all kinds of stuff. But I'm also speaking here about the hereafter. The Lord will bless us even with the hereafter. Because we need to be steady within the anchor of the Lord. Because a time will come, brothers and sisters, we're going to have very long dark nights. That time is coming. It's that when, whether we have gone to the other side before the Lord Himself returns, it's going to be a dark night. Or Jesus Christ Himself will come when we are still alive. The Bible tells us concerning that time, it's going to be horrible. We're going to have some dark, dark nights. But we have one joy. After this darkness, glorious morning will come.
Amen.
I say, after this darkness, glorious morning will come.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. But we need to be fully anchored in the Lord, because we know that the world that we live in today, brothers and sisters, the world is passing away. The world is passing away. And I keep saying to people in my office, I say, Charles, Lord, why are you like this? Why are you not bothered about stuff? It's not for me to own. I don't own this place. I'm just passing by. The benefits that the Lord has given unto us as we walk in those places, we enjoy those benefits, but we will not make life difficult for somebody else. They don't belong to me. So as we are passing through the journey of life, we will make it easier for others who are coming across us. God will use us to be a source of blessing to others. Even as we are praying that the Lord will bless us through somebody. Even as the Lord caused the king to rise up through the night, sleepless night, thinking about how to bless Mordecai. And we're praying that the Lord will bring somebody to bless us in that same manner. But God is also wanting to use us in the places where we find ourselves to be a source of blessing to somebody.
Yeah.
We need to think about that. We should not need to be selfish about it, because at the end of the day, brethren, a while ago I brought a message on this brand. We're in this together. And that message, it rings in my ear regularly. We are actually in this together. We should derive joy in blessing somebody, even as the Lord is blessing us. What joy is it for us to see somebody that's in pain and we're able to relieve them of their pain? When we walk away and say, God bless you, brother. But the blessing that person needs is actually in your pocket, is within your means to bless that person. God bless you, brother. It's nothing. It's really nothing. It's not going to come down to bless anybody. It's going to bless somebody through you. Even though as it's going to bring somebody to bless you as well, we should also respond in that same manner to make sure that somebody's darkness is turning into a shining morning in the name of Jesus. So we should be mindful that the Lord is blessing us, that we put ourselves in such a position that we are going to be a source of blessing to somebody as well in the name of Jesus. We are in this together, brethren. We are in this together. We should be very, very mindful of that as we go through the journey of life. And remember to bless me that the Lord is blessing us. We go back to the passage of the Bible again. I'm going to round up very soon. I'm really very conscious of time. But I'm convinced that the message today has gone out there. And the Lord will multiply whatever I have said today to make people to be aware that the Lord is on his throne. And he's still interested in blessing his people. God is on his throne. He's interested in changing situations and circumstances. In the name of Jesus. Let the household of faith say amen. Because we believe in our God. God is our healer.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The passage of the Bible tells us that David found himself in a pit, as it were. And he cried unto the Lord. From the grave, I cannot praise you, Lord. You need to help me. So there are some people that believe that this Psalm 30 is actually a psalm for a time when David dedicated his house to the Lord, you know, having surveyed how the Lord has blessed him. And this is customary, you know, within Jewish tradition, that when the Lord has blessed you with a property, you dedicate it to the Lord. Some people believe that actually it was a time like that when David had to, you know, to call, as it were, a praise to the Lord concerning the blessing that the Lord has given unto him. Some also actually believe that because David got himself into so much mess, and the Lord delivered him from the mess that he brought himself into, and that's why he wrote this Psalm 30. My mind went, when I was reading this, my mind went through 1 Chronicles 21, when David, against the counsel of God, decided to number the people of Israel. Against the counsel of God. So we need to be very, very mindful, brothers and sisters, that we don't disobey God, because there are consequences for us disobeying God. And if we disobey God, and as a consequence of that, 700,000 people died because of the sin of David. And some people believe that, you know, God, David wrote this because he messed up just like you and I. He messed up so much. But the Bible tells us that the anger of the Lord does not endure. It's for a short time. It's for a short time. Even though it was very, very severe at that time, but it's for a short time at the end of the day. And God came back to bless David, to bless the people of Israel. And David wrote this passage. It's quite possible that it's because of that. Never mind, whatever the case might be, whether it was because of what David had done, or because David was just being glad in the Lord concerning, you know, the blessing that the Lord has given unto him, this passage of the Bible is relevant to tell us concerning God's favor. His anger is only for a short time, but his mercy, his favor, is everlasting. In the name of Jesus. The Bible also tells us concerning the passage that we have read. David said, I cry out to you, O Lord. And to you, O Lord, I made my supplication. But the Lord answered David. He didn't stop there. The Lord answered David at the end of the day. Because his anger is for a moment, but his favor is forever and ever. And the end of the passage, the Bible tells us that you have turned my mourning into dancing. And that David had cause to dance and to praise the name of our God, because the Lord came through for him at the end of the day. I want us to take time to think about this very well. I don't know the trouble that you are going through. I don't know the challenges of your family. You know, Job had so much trouble, brothers and sisters. And one day, he lost everything that he had ever worked for. One message was coming in, so person is dead. Another one is coming in, the other person is dead. The other person is dead. And he lost everything. The Bible tells us that he got to a point that Job had to scratch his body with stuff, because things broke out in his body. It became a complete mess. But when the time of the Lord came, the Lord turned this story around for Job. And that same God in the book of Job is calling upon us today, that he is still alive today. The Lord is our anchor, and he will turn the darkness, the deep darkness, he's going to turn it into a joyous morning for us in the name of Jesus. Without wanting to scare anybody, this message is for those who are Christians. I'm not talking about those who come to church. This message is for those who are believers in our God. When the trouble of the world shall come, you are not a born-again child of God, who are you going to turn to? Where are you going to go? So even as I'm bringing this message to an end, I would like to invite those who don't know the Lord to embrace the Lord today. Because the time of pain, the time of trouble is coming. Who are you going to turn to? Who are you going to turn to? Wonderful as messages might be, a time will come when these messages become irrelevant. Where are you going to go when that time shall come? Brothers and sisters, as I bring this message to an end, let us remind ourselves again that your darkness, my darkness, is going to give way to a glorious morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not because I have said so, but because the Lord of hosts had said so.
Amen.
That he will turn our darkness, thick darkness, he will turn it into a glorious, glorious morning. And even as David broke out singing, we, as the children of God, we will break out singing to the glory of our King in the name of Jesus. I say, concerning your family, the Lord is saying, concerning the thickness of the night, a glorious morning is coming. There will be a morning after this thickness of the night. I declare that today. By the authority of the office of an elder, I declare that today. In the name of Jesus, I say a glorious morning is coming. I say a glorious morning is coming. I say a glorious morning is coming. I say darkness will give way. Darkness will give way. Darkness will give way. Darkness will give way. In the name of Jesus, peace of the Lord is your portion. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand to your feet. I believe that we are all going through nights that are dark. I'm not going to be calling out anybody. I use your own mouth to pray to God this morning concerning the darkness, concerning the darkness that you are going through, concerning yourself, concerning your family, concerning your neighbors, concerning issues around us. The pain of what happened in Sri Lanka is so fresh in our mind. These are dark days, brothers and sisters. And we need to pray for people. We need to hold them up in prayer. This morning or this afternoon, we shall pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for issues around you. Concerning the darkness of the night. Concerning, no matter how long this darkness has been, and you feel that you cannot continue anymore, that the Lord will bring a glorious morning. Shall we pray this morning? Shall we just pray this afternoon, brother? In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You are the God of the night before, Lord. You are the God of the glorious morning, Father. Concerning every issue, Lord, Father. We look up to you even as David looks up to you, Father. Even as the people of Judah and Jehoshaphat looked up to you concerning the confederacy of the enemy, Father. Lord, the God that came through for the people of Judah, Father, you come through for us, Lord, Father. This battle is yours, Lord. It's severe, oh Lord, Father. But we will not be overwhelmed by this battle, Lord, Father. But the battle is yours, Almighty King. The battle is yours, Father. Lord, you will fight for us, Lord, as you fought for the people of old, Almighty Father, Lord. As you cause favor to arise from the palace of the king concerning Mordecai, Almighty Father, Lord. You will cause your favor to shine upon us, Almighty Father. The Bible says that your anger does not endure forever, Lord. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us concerning our ways, Almighty Father. Overlook our shortcomings, Almighty Father. Because your mercy endures forever. Because your favor is for everlasting, Almighty Father. Let us enjoy your everlasting favor, O Lord, even as you show mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father, we thank you. And as I said earlier on, if you don't know the Lord as the Lord Jesus, as the Lord and Savior, you have an opportunity now to give yourself to the Lord. And I'll give you just 1 minute. If you don't know the Lord as your the Lord Jesus, as your Lord and Savior, there's nothing for you to be ashamed about. We have all had to do it one way or the other, one time or another. You want to signify so that we can rejoice with you today. Because everyone rejoices concerning those who have come unto the Lord, even if it's just one soul. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, the time of darkness will come. You need somebody to run to. You want to signify this morning. As we still have today, nobody knows tomorrow. Nobody knows the next hour. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you want to commit yourself to the Lord today, we want to rejoice with you, the household of faith, we want to signify by the raising of hands. All eyes are closed. Thank you, Father, for the household of faith. We are all your children. Lord, be glorified. Help us in the days ahead, Almighty Father. Help us to hold on to you, to remember you, and to acknowledge you as our anchor. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name.